Despite all these worries, officials from South Sudan's health ministry and the World Health Organization have dispelled fears of an Ebola outbreak after the viral disease was confirmed in DR Congo's bordering town of Ariwara and Uganda's district of Kasese. The undersecretary in the health ministry, Makur Matur Koriom, told reporters that the young nation was safe from the deadly disease. Koriom added that the ministry has set up a national task force. World Health Organization also joined in saying more than 700 frontline healthcare workers have been provided with Ebola vaccines in Yei River State. Captain Yahaya Kakoza, the resident district commissioner for Uganda's Koboko district, says the bordering areas are vulnerable to Ebola due to the close relations and cross-border movement of the people, especially to and fro Ariwara town of DR Congo, where a case has been confirmed.
The trade between the two countries is hard to control. The people of Uganda, South Sudan, and Eastern DR Congo are highly related. You find a family, one person is in Koboko, Uganda, another is in South Sudan, another is in Congo. But as a chairperson of the District Disaster Committee, where even the task force of Ebola falls, we've taken measures and we are urging the people, where you find a hand-washing facility, just branch and wash. It is not witchcraft, Ebola is real. When you see a suspected case, we give our numbers, all of us, please report immediately and we shall respond.
We have this thing called Salia Musala. In Kakua, it means the three cooking stones. This is where a unique point shared by Uganda, South Sudan and DR Congo derived its name. The place has a tree with branches extending to the three countries. The Kakua-speaking people from the three countries share the same heritage and are spread across all the three countries. The people intermarry, and most of the people here have families and relatives across the countries, a reason why they live in defiance of border restrictions and instead try to focus on their biological and social ties as opposed to restrictions of geographical boundaries. However, such a strong linkage has become a source of anxiety not only to the community living around but to other citizens of Uganda and South Sudan as a threat of Ebola sweeps across as a result of constant movement of people across the borders. Pressure is not only mounting on the border entry points but settlements harboring South Sudanese and Congolese refugees too, with fears that they may become potential breeding ground if not checked, a reason leaders in Bidibidi settlement in Yumbe district are sounding alarm bells. The leaders are concerned by cross-border traders who access the settlements and urban refugees who move to receive food at the camps. Geriga Charles Martin, Refugee Welfare 3 in BDBD Zone 2, is worried that many urban refugees who live in Koboko and Arua, all towns close to DR Congo, move to pick food from the camps on daily basis.
I call all the village leaders together. I ask them to go to their villages and they call for a community meeting so that they inform people about Ebola and most especially the preventive measures to make sure that people know how Ebola is prevented and the symptoms. We have urban refugees who used to come from Koboko, Arua and other places to here to receive food. And they are close to where Ebola is. And we have also businessmen and women who travel those ends of Congo.
Ebola hemorrhagic fever is a rare but severe, often fatal illness in humans. The virus is transmitted to people from wild animals and spreads in the human population through human-to-human transmission. Report by Hafiz Bakit and Abdul Rahman Ayub.